In France, voters will hit the polls this Sunday, and the large majority of the electorate is still undecided on who to support. However, France's neighbours have been closely following the French election campaign, and it seems that Ségolène Royal is their preferred president. Twice as many would prefer the socialist presidential candidate compared to her conservative rival Nicolas Sarkozy. That's the result of a Harris Interactive survey for the Financial Times newspaper, canvassing opinions in Germany, Italy, Spain and Britain. Now, admittedly, that's only 4 out of 27 European member states, and it's just an opinion poll. RFI's Nick Champeau sounded out opinions of European correspondents in the French capital.
Most of France's influential newspapers, TV channels and radio stations are owned by a handful of businessmen, who are often careful not to upset politicians, especially when they're in a good position to win important elections. That's why foreign media correspondents in Paris have less of a problem being hard-hitting. José María Martí Font is head of the Paris Bureau for the Spanish daily El País. He has written an article on Nicolas Sarkozy entitled "The Thirst for Power."
For politicians to be ambitious is normal, but when the ambition got in front of the political task, then you are in trouble. The French press is very soft on his political class. It's very polite. For example, Mr. Sarkozy did call himself to the owner of Libération just because he didn't like a cover. It is unimaginable that a candidate would call the owner of a paper in Spain or in England or in Germany.
Moving west to Germany, where some of Sarkozy's statements haven't gone very well with a number of commentators. On two occasions, Sarkozy said that no nation had contributed more to human rights than France, adding that France had not invented the Holocaust, ignoring what Germany has done for the memory of the Shoah. Jacqueline Hénard is a German researcher and editorialist. She is the Paris correspondent for the Swiss Tages-Anzeiger newspaper.
I do not agree with using history for political purposes if it is in such a cheap manner. I mean, everybody can see what he's trying to do. He's trying to get voices from the National Front, from the worst electorate of the National Front. And I think that the staff around Angela Merkel might remember in case Nicolas Sarkozy wins the election.
Nicolas Sarkozy receives much more support across the channel. The Times daily newspaper endorses Sarkozy, and in London last week, The Economist referred to the right-wing candidate as France's chance. Here's an extract of what leaders of the influential weekly said about the 52-year-old contender.
Unlike the others, and despite his long service as a minister under President Chirac, Nicolas Sarkozy makes no bones of admitting that France needs radical change. He openly admires America. He's enthusiastic about the economic renaissance of Britain. He plans an early legislative blitz to take on hitherto untouchable issues such as labor market liberalization, cutting corporate and income taxes, and trimming public sector pensions.
The Economist chooses Sarkozy for lack of anything better. The article actually devotes more column inches to criticizing Sarkozy than praising him, referring to him as a populist, someone who is less of a principled liberal than a brutal pragmatist. And what do European editorialists have to say about center-right candidate François Bayrou and his plans to put together a German-type grand coalition? Jan Rubner from the Süddeutsche Zeitung says such plans are not realistic.
We don't see the French as coalitioners, as born coalitioners. I mean, the French are seen as being, you know, left or right and not really anything in between. It seems so unrealistic. It is perceived as a dream. A nice dream, but a dream.
It may be a dream, but it's an idea that is tempting the French electorate. Nicolas Sarkozy is aware of that. That's probably why he has come out in favor of including left-wing ministers in his government if elected. But for many socialists, sharing power with Sarkozy would be more of a nightmare than a dream. Nick Champeau, Paris.